buzzer.
Smash. Shit.
Sounds like something broke, I'm just saying.
We're all getting old.
You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Neil from Red Bar.
I thought you were going to say indeed.
Hello. I was really hoping for an indeed.
Indeed.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah,
I'm here for you.
Neil from Red Bar.
Welcome back, should we say.
Yeah, hey everybody. It's so nice to be here again. It's
good to get
instantly
out of the house.
Relaxing, like a good bar.
Now, Red Bar on Pitt Street, open for business.
Very much so, yeah. We've, we continued on through level two. It was quiet, but that's okay. Mm. You know, even a quiet night in Red Bar is a good night. But yeah, we're back up open again tonight from 8 o'clock. Got some stuff going on over the weekend. Tomorrow night, we've got Spicy Tech. So Harry, Paul, and Sebastian, the boys, will be in, throwing down some awesome tunage. Back to dancing,
spicy,
thank God.
Yeah. What nights of the week is Red Bar open in the prison?
So we had been doing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Due to lockdowns and what have you, we'd cut down to Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So fingers crossed we'll be back to 4 days a week soon enough. But, you know, we'll wait and see. Everybody's got to come out and say, hey, man, why aren't you open on Wednesday?
That weird kind of first outing.
Yeah. Well, that's okay, you know. I mean, it's also good, like, as long as everybody's spreading the love around as well.
Mm. Sure.
You know, it's okay. We can hold off on Wednesdays for a bit if it means that you get to another bar of your favourites on Wednesdays, you know?
Okay.
Can't buy, man.
And now, how's the energy up on K-Road? Is everyone feeling a bit better now that we're free?
I gotta say, I noticed today a lot more people just wandering around. It was a beautiful day. Sun is out.
So stoked John's talking about energy right now.
Well, it's always good to talk about energy.
Great,
although sometimes...
I love that.
In an ideal world, you don't need to talk about
it. Don't take
the
piss now. It was good.
Yeah. But incidentally, yeah, the energy definitely around K-Road is there. A bit more upbeat and sunny. And
I feel like the roadworks is kind of starting to evolve a bit.
Yeah,
well.
Definitely. Did you see the trees go in?
Yeah, I saw a couple of trees there.
Is the sort of fencing around Red Bar at present? Is it still there?
Is it safe?
The great thing is, with the fencing, it is safe.
I actually left my scooter there overnight after Red Bar 7 by accident.
Well, we've gotten a load of really great lighting put in. The Rail Link, the folks from Rail Link are sort of, you know, who are essentially... I guess in many ways responsible for the area.
It was almost like a moped in store for a bit.
Taking care of a lot of stuff.
It was a bit of maze for a little bit. It was kind of you, cute little like passage would take you out into the road and like a full like fenced off tunnel.
Exciting. I think at times it could be it was a little distracting. You'd go around a corner and not be sure if you were going the right way. But they're actually getting a couple of maps put in at each end, you'll be able to stand at the top and be like, now where was I? Okay. And plot your route.
It's
check it against your Google Maps. And
I applaud you for hanging in there. Like,
whew. I mean, yeah, but you know, give it 4 years.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant.
That'll be the place to be.
Brilliant. For
have
sure,
you
for
thought
sure.
about
more so.
Expanding Red Bar into where Waves Vintage used to be?
Always thinking about it. Always thinking about it. Yeah, it's a nice little, it's a nice space, but let's fill Red Bar.
Do you have a second?
Let's fill Red Bar too much first.
Do you have a second favorite color?
What goes well with red? Black, blue,
yellow?
Green, yellow bar,
red, yellow bar,
redder bar.
Maybe.
You're welcome.
Maybe lavender cafe.
Inviting.
Look, it's up to you, man. I don't
know. Neil from Red Bar on Pitt Street. You've come in with some
El
Jimador.
I've come in with a few things, yeah.
One of my favorite tequilas.
It is 100% agave, which is really good.
Yeah, I love this stuff.
It's got a good vibe about it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's a real deal. Yep, El Jimador.
So I was thinking...
Curious plan.
I basically treated today's cocktail as I kind of treat a lot of cocktails when I'm at the bar, which is
last minute.
Somebody like a cocktail. Oh, right. Let's see what we can do. Yeah.
Somebody called me up asking for a cocktail.
That's it. So I looked at what I had, and thought about what I'd like, and thought about some flavors, and came up with. Oh yeah. So what I can't remember what I was going to call it was a foreign phrase.
Okay. Feels good.
On account of its
dot,
got tequilas and things, and it's got strawberries.
What I'm enjoying is there is a liqueur here that I have never seen before. It's a product of France.
You could tell.
What the hell is it?
It's a raspberry liqueur.
Raspberry liqueur.
On account of, so I have fresh, well, frozen strawberries. They're
it's
pretty
radio,
fresh,
mate.
Though. They're
it's
just
radio.
Out of the freezer.
Are you not going to smell that, John? What are you doing?
I did, just for.
Yeah, but did you make it pop?
No.
Ah, you see.
There was no pop.
It's a fantastic fancy pourer situation on the top.
It's a fruity little number.
We do like that.
What's the price range of this strawberry raspberry liqueur?
Yes, those are my favorite questions.
$35, I believe.
Okay, 18%. Yeah, all right.
Also, where'd you get those limes from?
So, these particular limes.
How much?
I think they're back up at like $28.
Oh, really?
Or something.
The lime season doesn't last very long, does it?
Sorry, limes, John. I'm telling you,
I got
man,
a massive
racket.
Bag about 2 weeks ago, and it was $5.
There you go. Yeah, but the thing is, like, there's also no, like, I don't know if there's any money in limes. If you have a lime tree in your garden, you can't get people to buy loads of limes off you either.
Saffron, that's where you want to go. You've got sugar cubes in the glass.
I do.
Ooh.
We may or may not need them. We may or may not.
No, do.
Oh, do? Okay.
Yeah, I love that.
All right, then. All right, then. So we're going to start. Can everybody hear that? Crushing the sugar.
Mint. Giving it a muddle.
Crushing one sugar cube.
Just the one. We don't want to oversweeten it because the liqueur will be pretty sweet as well. And you got to taste the...
Just ramming it.
You got to taste the spiciness of the tequila, which is pretty much what I'm hoping this whole recipe is going to revolve around.
This bit you're doing right now is the bit that I'm going to cheat on if I make one at home myself.
Castor sugar.
I'm not going to do that for this long.
Use a castor sugar.
Right.
Boom, already done.
Okay.
For you, you know? Or a pestle and mortar or something harder than that. Now, the next thing we want to do is put in a couple of these.
All right, it looks fine, though. Really fine sugar.
How many strawberries?
I'm just going to put in like 3, maybe 4, see where we are.
What are strawberries up to these days, by the way?
I guess we're making 2, maybe at least 2 of these, right?
Mm. Here we go.
That's right, Neil.
We can share one. Yeah. We can share one, Neil, if you... It's totally fine.
No, I mean,
the strawberries won't last.
That was originally how it was.
It's looking quite red.
I mean, the other great thing, or I don't know about
John called a meeting and demanded that the cocktail maker make at least 2 cocktails.
Is that in the contract?
Oh, he was walking out. That was a while ago.
I see, wow.
Oh, he's putting more strawberries in.
So you made them knock down the university because you didn't want anybody near the studio.
How do you enjoy the scaffolding out there?
And that as well? Oh, come on.
Good news about that scaffolding out there is you won't be able to see it soon because there'll be a wall in the way of it.
We
won't be able
walls.
To see anything at all.
Trump's BFM.
A little bit.
Walls everywhere.
A little bit.
Is that to keep you guys in or to keep everyone else out?
Keep us in.
Then I'm all for it. That's like...
Classic
I think you do
walls act. Yeah,
you do deserve visitors, but I mean, I don't know if you need to be out in the wild.
Good muddle, by the way. You've just been busy over there smashing some strawberries.
Checking it in, mate.
Lime juice?
How many limes?
You know, it'd probably be the juice of a whole lime, really. It's going to be about 30 mils you're throwing in there.
30 mils of lime juice?
Yeah.
Did you take phone calls during
less.
Cocktail Corner? Neil from Red Bar?
Caller, you're in the room.
Certainly.
Kia ora. I've got a question for Neil, actually.
Okay. Go for it. What is your question, caller?
What kind of tequila are you using?
I'm using
a Reposado or a Blanco or...
I'm currently using a gold, if you will. It's the Reposado, the El Jimador Reposado. I would say use whatever tequila you like. The spicier, the better for this particular recipe. Because what we're trying to get here is I want the spice in the tequila to bounce off the strawberry. If you ever had like peppered strawberries or strawberries fried with balsamic vinegar, that's kind of where I'm going with
Can
it.
Can I say that's what I want as well?
Because I use Añejo. I love the Jimador Añejo and a margarita.
It is a good one.
Someone told me it was extravagant to use Añejo in a margarita, and it dirties it up, makes it a bit more brown. But for me, that's sort of, if you're going to drink your favorite drink, use the right tequila, right?
Mm. Well, I mean, yes and no. I'd say like this. You know when somebody says, what's your best wine? And the best wine is the wine you like. So... If you like a margarita but you prefer it with that tequila, then that's the way you like it, and that's fine. It's the same with tea. People will argue forever about how you should drink tea. I like it with a little dash of milk and nothing else. And you can lose family members over how you drink tea in Ireland. You know? So yeah. Don't sweat it, you know?
Okay, you are wise. Take it on board,
come on.
Kia ora,
mate.
So how much El Jimador did you just check
in? I threw in 45 mils because we're kind of stretching it a little, as I say. For a nice standard drinking night out, I like to go for about a 30 mil of your main spirit and 15 to 30 mil of your liqueurs and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it means you can have 2 or 3 rather than just having one and being off your whatever you want to insert word here, you know. And I'm going to go in for, again, about the same amount of liqueur as I did for lime juice.
Mm-hmm.
You ever notice how some British people say milles when they're talking about mills?
Do they?
Yeah.
Milles?
30 milles.
Oh, okay.
That's weird.
It is. I've never heard that myself.
Have you seen this on the retail shelves anywhere? Is this something I can purchase?
You can pick that up at Maison Voron, which is both a wonderful sort of wine shop and great French cafe.
Sounds good.
What's that? Is it Khyber Pass Road, I think?
Yep.
Yeah, just on your way down towards Newmarket, towards
Broadway. Is it bakery wine and stuff down there?
That's right, yeah. And they do a wonderful croque monsieur.
Is it like dessert wine kind of stuff?
No, it's going to be similar to a Chambord, let's say.
I don't know.
A Chambord is a, I mean, what would you call it? An aperitif?
A silly dum-dum. Break it right down. Okay.
Digestif.
It's a sweet liqueur-y, what's it, you know? Stick it on a bit of ice cream and just swizzle it around, you know? You can have raspberry ripple any day of the week.
Mmm, yum.
Oh, dear.
Look at it. I love French stuff.
Do you want to lick the spoon?
Always.
No, thank you. I'm fine. Okay, it's all in the shaker. Are you going to chuck the Boston? You're going to put some ice?
I am indeed going to put some ice. One thing I forgot, of course, an ice scoop.
Brought this all on a Vespa motorcycle, by the way, everyone.
Two bags. Because I'm that good.
Someone has just texted in, brilliant barman.
Oh, thank you.
And entertaining.
Head along to Ripper. Old mate will be behind the bar there.
Or fingers crossed at the bar, having a lovely time.
Sure.
We do have some other wonderful staff there as well, Harry and Calvin. And you can see both of those guys Fridays and Saturdays, and Harry on Thursdays.
Man, you're so professional.
Yeah. I've been trying to sell myself for years. Can we hear the shake, folks?
Quite a gentle shake.
Well, we don't want to go nuts.
You're not standing up, he's sitting down. It's hard to give it full shake if you're not...
You've got a bartending comfort.
You've got a rock stance if you're going to really go in.
Oh, well, I mean, my core is solid.
Give it heaps.
Now, you've got to strain this into...
Strawberry's always a weird one, eh? Like, it doesn't want to play ball a little bit sometimes.
He's taking a taste.
Oh, but she's good.
Mm. Okay.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just use this handy scoop that's here to the side.
There we go.
I am COVID, so it's kind of different for me.
This is clearly ice machine ice. What sort of ice machine do you have at Red Bar?
We have a Koshiaki. It's one of the it's a Japanese make. They're very good.
They really know
how to make ice in Japan.
I mean,
you might think
you'd want to go
like very far north or very very far south.
Nah.
But of course, what you forget is the folks who come from the very cold regions, they don't know how to make ice.
That's a good point.
They just have ice.
Good point. Good ice picks.
Mm. Great ice picks. Oh god, yeah. They can pick you anything. If you said pick me some ice, they can pick it.
Fuck, tell you what. Quality stuff comes out of Japan, full stop, really.
It's looking good. You've garnished it with a strawberry in a tumbler. You're just pouring over ice. The glass is full of ice.
A single strawberry that has been scalped on top.
The cocktail is actually pouring. It's very thick and viscous.
There's quite a bit of syrup there, and that'll be essentially the bits
the
of mushed up strawberry.
Yeah.
Say hibiscus, real quick.
Viscous.
Okay, great.
Viscous.
Wow, looks great, Neil.
Very viscous.
Holy moly, look at that.
Oh, I tell you, that's... I mean, it does look like a dessert.
I made a little lip sound on the microphone by accident.
Accidental lip sounds are the greatest.
That was as if to say, gimme, gimme.
A gentleman.
Oh, thank you very much, Neil.
Enjoy.
Neil from Red Bar.
Representing.
I'm just gonna sit back and watch.
I'm smelling mine first because there was a lot of fruit went in there.
I've actually got quite. I'm picking up the tequila on the nose.
This is actually. It smells real similar to that strawberry fruit that was out for a little while. If anyone knows what I'm talking about.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. It's because it's got the lime taste.
It's almost the sorbet-ishness of the. Yeah.
You know what? I didn't expect to get any tequila through this, but I'm definitely getting loads of the tequila.
Yeah.
Tequila and strawberry.
Is this a classic combo? This is good, man.
I mean, hopefully, someday. Hopefully from here on out. Better be. But as I said, the flavors we're looking for is the pepper versus the strawberry. Mm. And that is a, I mean, that is a classic pairing.
One of my pieces of ice is fused to the strawberry, so I did try and ingest the strawberry a little bit early, and it wasn't coming.
It's okay, you know.
Play long game on this one.
You've got time. You've got time, and the strawberry's got time.
Is this the sort of thing you just scull in like two sips?
I mean, that's really dependent on you. If you're, for me, because of the sort of the thickness, I'd enjoy kind of lapping it. Mm. Just have a lap and let it just sit over the back of the throat and just fall down.
Mm.
And then just slow down a bit. And also, because it is kind of thick, if you do stir it a little and let the ice melt into it, there's still enough viscosity in it that it'll thin out but still be a good drink.
I always feel like a genius drinking agave, you know? Like, it's just the best drink, man.
Although we got to remember, a few years back, they warned us of a potential... You know, potential agave
it grows
shortage.
In a little area, right? And it's hand harvested and all like.
Oh yeah, so you know they've kind of gone quiet about it, but I'm still saying it. You know, if you've got a favorite tequila and you drink a lot of it, maybe put a case aside if you're
the new whiskey.
If you're prepping, you know, don't forget a case of tequila.
Tequila's new whiskey. There you go. Here
now, Neil, do you want to tell us about your Saturday night?
Well, yes. Yeah, so
thanks for that. I appreciate the text. Thank you very much.
Someone's just knocking
out.
No,
last Saturday.
Last
what happened?
Saturday. Oh, last. So on the text machine.
See, you've recovered.
Like,
you sound good.
You're sounding.
Oh, well, so my own personal last Saturday night. Mm. Well, I was out on a stag night. Mm. Yeah.
Something to do in teams.
It was, you know, thankfully, while it wasn't tame, it was a lot tamer than the group I was with could have been. Mm. So for this group, it was sort of relatively tame. And, you know, we had respectful, fun, and, a good bunch of blokes to be out with. So good. But I did sort of toddle off a little early, I must admit.
It's the perfect occasion to kind of slip away.
I think on days like that, when everybody's being very appreciative of each other and chatting away and bigging each other up and stuff, at some point in the night, you all kind of want to scatter because you're all like, I'm just going to go and have a beer by myself and think about it. And that's exactly what I did. So to kind of get away with it, if anybody's listening now, I'm going to,
please,
they'll know. So we were at Whiskey Bar. And I stepped outside for a cigarette. You shouldn't smoke, folks. Not a good idea, but it's a good idea to say I'm stepping out for a cigarette. Mm. That's a fine thing to do. So I stepped out for a cigarette, and then I decided I was just going to go. I said, I'll go now while I can still have a beer somewhere else by myself convincingly and not be one of those people who's having a beer by themselves because nobody would have a beer with them. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it happens. Anyway, so I sort of said, well, how am I going to get out of this? So I said to the bouncer, I said, hey, I'm with the stag do in the back room because, of course, we had to have our own private room because it was all level two, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
I said, can you just tell them that, like, I threw up a little at the side so you couldn't let me back in? Just be like, I was all right
this
and everything, but because
text.
You'd seen me, you know?
This explains the text.
Oh, really?
Now.
What's the text?
Well, somebody's saying you've recovered from Saturday. So obviously they got the word from the okay,
yeah,
look, it all comes together.
Thank you, bouncer, yeah. Because, you know, I didn't want people to have to go looking for me or anything. It's a stag that they would, you know?
Well, here you are.
Yeah, I made it. So. I made it. And,
It's great that we've cleared that up for everyone publicly.
Old mate's married and everyone's stoked. Yeah, gee. Cool.
Yay.
All right.
Good times, folks. Good times. Yeah, so...
We'll see you, Red Bar.
Well, Jack, see me this weekend coming down. I'll be hopefully just there keeping an eye on everybody having fun.
Really?
So we got Spicy Tech on Friday. We've got DJs of Fun on Saturday. We got good size for everybody.
Open for bizarre.
Yeah, boo.
And
8 p.m. till 4 a.m.
Everyone can stand by for the Red Bar 8 announcement.
Oh, yeah.
Lineup and date announcement.
Yeah, because we missed the Others Way Festival and we missed things and we missed you guys.
Yeah,
so.
You know.
Come on back.
We'll be back to Red Bar.
Beautiful. All right.
Then you can blink.
Onwards and upwards, guys.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.